even after the day I've had. I feel oddly at peace right now. The world seems bigger, the universe infinitely more vast, as if there's room for everything that happened today. Enough space. I inhale, letting the crisp night air fill my lungs, feeling my ribcage expand. When I exhale, the only sound I hear is my breath. The static is gone.
So, I keep thinking about something you said today, Josh says then. It's been bothering me since you said it.
He's looking at me now with the same intensity he'd previously directed at the sky.
You asked me if you were too much work. Why would you ask that?
It's something Caitlin said, I tell him. Today, during our fight, she said it was the reason you weren't interested in me. I look down at the still wet grass, barely visible in the darkness. I'm more work than I'm worth.
Who says I'm not interested?
I nearly swallow my gum.
As I remember it, he says, you informed me that I should date another girl, which I, quite reasonably, I think, took to mean that you weren't interested.
You never asked me out, I say defensively. You had, like, a zillion opportunities.
A zillion, huh? Like the night you told me you already had plans with friends? Or how about the night you said you had to go to your mom's museum opening? You're a very busy girl, Abby Barnes.
Yes, but you could have suggested another night, I point out. Either of those times, but you didn't.
I wasn't aware that I was being timed,
he teases. You weren't being timed, I reply, heat creeping up my neck. But if you are so interested, then why'd you say thanks when I told you about Megan? I demand. As I'm asking, I realize I don't care about his answer. I just want him to kiss me.
How's a guy supposed to respond when the girl he's crazy about tells him he should date another girl?
Josh keeps talking, not even pausing to gauge my reaction. Who is this person, and what has he done with the dorky guy in spandex and boat shoes?
Wait, don't answer that, he says. I think I know now. I'm supposed to say, don't be silly, Abby. I want to date you. Are you free tomorrow night?
You weren't supposed to say anything, I tell him. You could have just been honest.
I can do honest, he replies. Don't be silly, Abby. I want to date you. Are you free tomorrow night?
It takes me a few seconds to realize that he's waiting for a response. Astronomy boy just asked me out on a date. I'm still staring at him when he says,
just so you know, I will be forced to treat silence as acceptance.
And just like that, this day that went from bad to worse to the worst day ever redeemed itself with one perfect moment.